This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado has a better picture of what November's elections will look like after yesterday's primaries. Republican primary voters chose Heidi Ganahl to run for governor, Joe O'Day for a U.S. Senate seat, and Pam Anderson for Secretary of State. The incumbent Democrats who currently hold those offices were unopposed in the primary. You'll find all the results at CPR.org. U.S. Representative Lauren Boebert held off a Republican primary challenge to win a shot at re-election in November. Facing a challenge from a candidate considered to be a more moderate Republican, Boebert won yesterday's vote by 30 points.
And I hope this is a big, huge message to any rhinos who try this in the future.
Boebert represents Colorado's 3rd Congressional District. 3 Democrats ran in their party's primary to get on the ballot there in November, and that race is still undecided. Most of the high-profile Republican contests in Tuesday's primary fell toward moderate candidates. The election illustrated an ongoing division among Colorado Republicans. Bill Whitney of Littleton says he's a Republican that feels lost in his own party.
I think there's a split between previous people and up-and-coming people. I'm not sure which way I'm going yet.
Republican congressional incumbents Ken Buck and Doug Lamborn both defeated primary challengers. Gas prices in Colorado are down slightly over the past 2 weeks. The AAA says the statewide average is down 9 cents per gallon, but prices are still close to $2 higher than they were 1 year ago. Larimer County is enacting fire restrictions starting at noon Wednesday. The county commissioners voted unanimously to impose the restrictions for a month because of low humidity and high temperatures in the weather forecast. And it is hot again today along the Front Range with highs in the 90s in Denver and Colorado Springs, Fort Collins, Grand Junction too, mostly sunny with a high of 93 this afternoon. Across much of the state, it should be not quite as hot tomorrow with highs in the 80s for western Colorado and around metro Denver. In the mountains today, a chance for rain and highs in the 70s. This is CPR News.